Let's talk about the beginning of the universe for a moment. Nobody seems to know, really. I have people tell me, well, it all began by something smaller than a quark turning into everything that now is, all the suns and the planets and the everything, from something smaller than something we can't even truly prove exists yet. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And there is so much that scientists don't know about it. What they do know is, as far as we can tell, 13.7 billion years ago, plus or minus a couple of hundred million years, and that's actually a small time frame in cosmological times, something happened that created the universe. And within the first few seconds after that, all of the matter was created. After a few minutes, all of the atoms were created. And after about 400,000 years after that, light was released, and the universe really began to take on the characteristics that we know. But really, beyond that, there isn't much known. And one of the biggest issues is what happened before, in the very first instance, after the universe was created. And
well,
going back,
all right, you told us clearly last week, and honestly and in a straightforward manner, you don't believe in God. And that's fine. Most of the scientists and doctors I talk to don't. But, it seems so godlike, that instant of creation that we really, no scientist can answer how that could happen. It seems so out, so far beyond us that it's very godlike.
It does. It does. And it is a mystery that, I mean, may be beyond the reach of science forever. They keep trying, and they keep pushing back our window, our range of knowledge. There's a accelerator that's in Long Island, RIC, the Relativistic Hadron Heavy Ion Collider, which takes atoms and smashes them so hard that it's equivalent to the universe a few microseconds after the Big Bang. So they're beginning to understand the physics in that realm shortly after. But, you know, pushing those extra microseconds is the biggest mystery out there. And, of course, when there's mystery, I mean, if science doesn't have an answer, speculation is all that there is.
So those who say God, you know, there could be intelligent design. Do you allow for that possibility, intelligent design, without using the word God?
Mm-hmm.
Could there be intelligent design?
Well, I personally, again, I don't believe in this, but there is no way to exclude an intelligent designer. That is someone or some power which has created the universe. That's, of course, a different issue than intelligent design versus evolution. But the idea of an intelligent designer is not incompatible with science. And there are very many very good scientists who believe very strongly that there is a cosmic consciousness of some sort.
Well, if we don't blow ourselves to smithereens, Charles, isn't there some chance that in the far distant future, so far that we can't even see it right now, we could be designers?
Absolutely. Some speculate that we already are. Every time one of those heavy ion collisions occurs, it's possible that we're pouring energy and creating baby little universes that we're unable to see.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, it's possible, and some have speculated that if you pour enough energy into a small enough space, and that's exactly what colliders do, that you could spark another universe. Of course, this is speculative. It's something that is not reachable by us, so it's a philosophical rather than a scientific idea at this point. But
are we really positive, by the way, that when we get this big collider going, or a big enough collider going, that we actually won't, we might call it a tiny universe, but maybe somebody else is calling what we have here a tiny universe?
That's perfectly possible. I mean, we could be the product of someone else's heavy ion experiments out in Long Island, somewhere else in the Milky Way.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I'd rather not think of us having been created by somebody else's collider somewhere, but But why not, huh?
Yeah. And you can have this infinite regress of universes creating universes creating universes. Who knows? I mean, if we are creating Big Bangs in other universes, then they perhaps evolve to the point where they create universes also.
And see, I want to be more than that. I want to be more than somebody's experiment. But it certainly is possible that that's what we are.
Absolutely, it is. It is possible. And in fact, in some ways, thinking of that could get rid of some of the problems. For example, if one of the big questions, and we talked a little bit about this last week, is why is the universe so well prepared for life? I mean, in some sense that the universe has to be, there's just tweaking the properties of the universe a little bit would make it incompatible with life as we know it. So why is it that the universe is so finely tuned, as they say, for life? And it could be, you know, if life is created by life is created by life, then we're mm-hmm. just copying these things ad infinitum, the constants of nature that make life possible. So the answer, where did it come from? Well, it came from the previous universe that has life in it.